Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, you might have story time with Uncle Rain.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at Mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the campfire. This is your handsome but yet humble host coming to you from the Missouri Ozarks from turkey camp, a wet turkey camp. Everybody's out of camp but me this morning, but I want to welcome you to this damp campfire. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, so you need to rise and shine, boys and girls, because it is, in fact, time to make the donuts. What a beautiful spring season we've had so far. This is the last weekend. Here we are in May, last weekend of Missouri's firearm turkey season. We've got some numbers here I'm going to give you in a little bit, but I'm going to throw it back up to the big city, into the Indian Creek Mossberg Studios in an undisclosed location, and grab the Vogelbacher. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing? You raining up there this morning as well?
It's misting pretty good. I don't know if you want to call it rain or a giant flock of pigeons going overhead. I'm not going to look up and tell you for sure, but yeah, Something's happening out there.
Well, we got to tell everybody to be extremely careful. The rivers are up, the water's out, there's a lot of flooding going on. You can't be too careful. It's really kind of sad, isn't it? The working man waits all week for this weekend to go turkey hunting or fishing or hiking or whatever, and we've got all this rain and high water. It just doesn't seem fair. During the work week, we have some beautiful weather, but that's just, it is what it is, and if it's turkey time, you need to get out there. This will be the last weekend of our turkey hunting series show, so I hope you enjoy it. Before we get into the show, I'll tell you a little bit about what we're going to have on the show. Looks like we're going to have our special guest, Mr. Ronnie Cuz Strickland. I'm going to visit with Ronnie from Mossy Oak. We're also going to go out and grab the lovely Linda Powell, discuss Mossberg's 590 Shockwave and some new products. And this week's story time, back to the hills we go, back to yesteryear. Story time with Uncle Ray, the store-bought mouth yelper, one of the stories I told for many years in my seminar programming. Looks like the turkey hunters are doing pretty good, even considering the weather. You know something, Vogelbacher, what's really been great, it was great to have a real springtime again. The red,
yes,
buds, the dogwoods, the mushrooms, my goodness. But the beautiful trees, and it didn't go from winter to summer this year, and it wasn't open and cold like last year. This was a real spring. I haven't had a spring like this in years. It was just beautiful, and it's still beautiful. It's kind of sad for me to see the dogwood petals falling off the trees now and going away. I've enjoyed them so much. What beauty there was in the outdoors. So on the statewide 2019 spring turkey harvest, total turkeys so far, not counting this weekend, of course, 35,205 turkeys were taken. The total adult gobblers was 27,748. Juvenile gobblers, or jakes, 70,048. Bearded hens, 409. That's a lot of bearded hens. Top county was Franklin, was 771. And down here where we're at, we're not too far behind that. We're about 600-something in Howell County. So that's pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
You know, I was just going to ask about the bearded hens. You know, you think that was closer to St. Louis and Kansas City with their more liberal ideas, or I don't know.
Where in the world did that go from?
I don't know. It was one of those times you haven't told me to shut up for a bit. You know, I felt lonely, you know.
I also would like to shout out to my man, Matty G, and to Kevy Kev for keeping us on a straight and narrow and running the program and keeping us going. I haven't been in for a while. Many of you are aware I'm having some issues with my queen, my wife. We're working hard on that to try to get her turned around. And I just wanted to tell everybody how much I appreciate their love and their great things they've said to us and sent their prayers and stuff to us and their support, because I really need it right now. And I needed this little bit of a break here. My wife's in good hands this morning, and I'm going to have a little time here in turkey camp, and I needed that. What do you got for me, Bogger Bogger?
I've got some news. A lot of programs in the Missouri Department of Conservation. Listen to this one. Up at Columbia, Missouri on May 13th, Chef Walker Claridge and author Bernadette Dryden are a lead spring seasonal cooking clinic at the Broadway Brewery. And they will offer free field-to-fork events May 13th. Field to Fork is a Discover Nature program that helps Missourians connect with conservation with cuisine, something you've been doing for years. And also, Missouri hosts free 3D archery family fun shoot in Piedmont, Missouri, June 1st. Cool. Using 3D targets and archery course will give the beginner archers more realistic experience for practice. Call them and call the Piedmont Area Conservation Office, and you can get a reservation for that. Missouri offers kayak clinic on Columbia May 14th. And register to attend this free clinic and gear up for summer on the water. There'll be an opportunity to learn the basics of kayaking from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on May 14th. That's at Phillips Park. Columbia Bottom Conservation Area closes due to flooding. The World Migratory Bird event is still on this Sunday, but you got to go in the back way, come down Spanish Pond Road. But it's going to be there, and it's going to be existing, but you can't get through a couple spots on Riverview right now. And Missouri Department of Conservation offers free guided Missouri River float trip June 15th at Kansas City. Registration opens May 1st, includes mandatory orientation June 4th. Go on a trip on the Missouri River. I like that. Missouri Department of Conservation hosts Landowners Field Day at Gist Ranch and learn the woodland, glade, and forest management benefits to wildlife. That's in Texas County.
Yeah, that's a beautiful place. I hunted that before the Conservation Department bought that. We used to have fall. Everybody had recurve bows. We had fall deer hunts there, and we hunted fall turkey there, and we had a spring turkey camp in that area, and then the Conservation Department bought that. That's a beautiful, beautiful area.
It is. I mean, so many spots we have in Missouri that people just don't know about. And Missouri Department of Conservation offers, I said Field to Fork already. I already did that. Why don't you tell me that, Ray? And Missouri Department of Conservation and National Wild Turkey Federation hosts Timber Stand Improvement Workshop in Van Buren, Missouri, May 10th. Learn how to identify timber management goals and meet cost share specification. And that's at Van Buren, Missouri, in the National Wild Turkey Federation hosts Timber Stand Improvement on May 10th from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Located in the Ozark National Scenic Riverways Visitor Center for free workshop will be packed with practical information and landowners can use.
Awesome.
How's that?
I hope everybody's got a pop-up blind. If you ever needed a pop-up blind, this weekend's the time to have one. And put it on high ground. Stay away from that water. You know, you was talking about Gist Ranch down there. You know, that's only about 4 miles from where I'm sitting right here, 5 miles from where I'm sitting here in camp.
Does that mean...
Beautiful place. But the Jack's Fork River is really, really up. It's high. I think I saw last night late, it was like 11 foot over flood stage, so be extremely careful.
Was that 2 or 3 years ago we were on there and we saw that flash flood happening?
Yeah, we saw it come up. The brown water started showing up. and Vogelbacher had to come out of the water.
And got to move up that hill so I could put my cast on my leg about three or four times. That was
Forest Service kept trying to throw you back. They thought you was coming out of the water and needed to be back in the water. They thought you were some kind of creature.
Oh, it was. That was one of those times. That was a shaky day. That was, it was so much fun, but all of a sudden you get to see how real flash floods are. That was crazy. Yeah, okay.
All right, brother. I need to get to the woods. I need to get out and get some quality time. I'm just going to go out and sit down for a little while. So
enjoy.
I wish everybody a great weekend. And we didn't do the birthday song this weekend, but we will do it next weekend because I was coming here from camp. And so you all have a great weekend. And Vogelbacher, I'll let you take us into commercial break.
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors, and we're going to be back in just a few.